Well, would you like to have a seat?
Oh, that's okay.
Let's have a seat.
You want to have a seat as well? Come on.
Oh, thank you for joining me in the bloggers' lounge.
I'm welcome. Oh, thank you so much.
Doro, just introduce yourself a little bit and just say how you've arrived at Harper.
Okay, I will. Well, my name is Doro Sipon, and I'm the director of a theatre in Rotterdam, Holland, and the name of the theatre is Theater Zuidplein. And I'm here to get more inspiration for our next plan we have to write for the period 2017-2020 for the government and for the city council. And I think it's always nice to learn and get inspired by others, and especially this Congress, because it's about digital. And I think it's very important because we are getting a new theatre, and in the plans for the new theatre, and they are from 4 years back, we already thought then digital will be very important also in plays, in performances. So that's why I'm here. And the second one is digital. You can't... Well, you have to work with it. I don't mind, but it's new. And we are, at the moment, making our own performance, and it's called the Hijabi Monologues Netherlands. And I'm still thinking about how to incorporate digital. I mean, now in marketing we are. But is it possible in another way? So that's why I'm here.
I think that's it about the arts, isn't it? That there's digital that's connected with the promotional side.
Yes.
Of audience, but there's also how do you integrate digital into the artistic process?
Well, yeah, I think we should find out whether that's nice, good, new, whatever. But that's important, I think, to find that out. What does it with me, and what does it with the audience? And I think it's the future, but I don't know how.
How do the performers and the artists respond to digital that you work with? Are they happy with it? Do you find people that are, you know, because it's not part of their practice, they're not comfortable?
No, I haven't met them yet, to be honest. No, really. Of course, I've met young people who rap and they use digital, but the other ones, not yet. No, not yet. So that's why I'm here. I think I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks about it. So
it'd be interesting. So the sessions that you've seen, so the music, the orchestra is the main sessions.
And at
we
the
saw
moment
here on the screen, the orchestra that you could click on.
Yeah. Oh, that was so nice.
That was amazing.
My God, that was good, wasn't it? Yes.
So are there any other points in those sessions that's kind of springs to your mind when I...
Well, there are a lot of points that I thought, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, because Theatre Zuidplein is very much engaged in new audiences. So that was nice, but I thought the website of the Philharmonic, that was so good with the individual musicians, and you can pick them out and make your own music with them. God, I thought that was a real light bulb for me. So that was very good.
And I think one of the things, some of these things, how do you do that? I think if there's some of the sessions that are seen today, is like it would be nice for us to actually get in touch with the person who designed that website and find out a little bit about how he went about building it. Because you can see something and you go, that's awesome.
Yeah, but
how then
does it work?
How do we then go on and do that?
And especially what went wrong, what went okay. Because I think that's the learning, the most important.
I think I'll see if I can find someone to talk to us about that website.
I hope you will manage. I see, I really have to go.
You're going to the session over there. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
And I'll see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah, good luck today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Enjoy yourself.
Yes, you too.